This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We're having an okay day here, aren't we?
It's a phenomenal day, Woo! And it's about to get better,
Better, yeah. This is some could call it the main event. Every single Wednesday,
yep,
we roll with Greg Cosell. And all guests on 95.7 The Game appear on the River Islands guest line. Isn't it time for you to discover the islands, River Islands and Lathrop? And that's where we find Greg Cosell, who is also on the tube with us. So get on over to YouTube and hang. And yes, thank you. Thank you, Greg. Thank you for your flexibility, because Scott Hansen needed to talk to us a half hour ago. So we appreciate you and we love you, Greg.
Well, you know, Mr. Hansen's far more important than I am, guys, so it's okay.
Well,
you've got more positional flexibility than he does, so I'm going to go ahead and tip my cap in your direction.
Yes, but I can't speak like an auctioneer.
Exactly. Like, you know what I mean? You ever hear, I don't know if you golf, Greg, but do you ever hear the phrase drive for show, putt for dough?
I've heard of it, although I do not golf, but okay. Yes, I know the phrase.
Like, Scott Hansen is the driver in the bag, you're the putter, okay? Like,
well, I've known Scott for 100 years, so it's okay. I was cool with it.
Well, and he had a message for you too, Greg. Here it is.
I'm reaching over for my phone because I'm expecting a text from Greg, like a strongly worded text, like, what, you know, you big time me or something like that. Greg, if you're watching, not my fault. The fellas chose this. Not my fault.
Yeah. So kind of like commercials on Red Zone, Greg, not his fault.
There you go. Yep. There you go. Yeah. Scott started out, I don't know if he started out in Philly, but he was in Philly for years, and that's when I first met him. But that was a long time ago. So, yeah.
I mean, it's a lifetime ago, and just in keeping with the Red Zone theme, it had me thinking about Greg Cosell on a Sunday, and, you know, Scott Hansen's got the Octobox. What do you do, Greg, when 10 a.m. hits on Sunday? How do you digest everything that you need to in real time?
You know what I do? I mean, because I work so many hours during the week grinding away watching tape, so on Sundays, beginning at 1 o'clock Eastern, obviously I'm on the East Coast, I just put the Red Zone on, listen to my buddy, Mr. Hansen, and I just let it wash over me. And, you know, a lot of people say, you mean you don't sit there and take detailed notes? No. Sunday, I just let it all happen. And because I know I'm coming in, usually on Monday morning, I'm in the office by 5 a.m. So it starts pretty early for me watching tape on Monday morning.
Love it. Greg Cosell, NFL Films, joining us here on Willard and Dibs as he does every single Wednesday. So let's start with what has been kind of the newsy thing around here. And that is Juwan Jennings. It's a little bit of a, you know, multifaceted question, I guess, if you will, because maybe reboot the question in terms of what you think his importance is to what the 49ers do. But I also wonder what your experience has been in watching players who have kind of missed most of camp and they don't really get there until right before week one.
Well, what you always worry about is injuries early. And I'm talking about, you know, the pulled muscle type injuries, the muscle injuries. You know, I don't know how much based on his week of practice. Obviously, today is Wednesday. The game's not till Sunday late. Late for me, obviously. Normal time for you. I don't know how many snaps that Kyle Shanahan will play him. We don't know the answer to that. I guess that would depend on this week of practice. But, you know, clearly, those are the things you worry about. We've seen very often over the years, I certainly don't have a percentage, but we've seen over the years that guys who miss a lot of training camp end up getting muscle injuries. And hopefully, if he does, it's not serious. But he's an important player. We've talked about this. You know, this is a pass game that works very well with high volume between the numbers. He's big, he's physical, he's competitive, he catches the ball well. I mean, with what they ask of their pass game and what the foundation is of their pass game, he's an important piece.
Especially when you think about their personnel groupings and what they like to do. They don't play with 11 personnel a lot with three wide receivers. So when you think about Pearsall and Jennings and a run game, are they two of the better blocking wide receivers as far as a tandem goes?
Well, Jennings, we know for sure because he's done it. Pearsall, he'll give effort, obviously. I haven't studied him as a run blocker, so I can't speak to that. But with all the reduced splits, meaning that the wide receivers line up closer to the formation more often than with a lot of other teams, because the wide receivers are very important as blockers in the 49ers run game. We know Jennings can do that. He's shown that he can do that. And he just has a physical, competitive nature. He's a swagger kind of player. So he's important in that regard as well.
Greg, while we're on the wide receiver topic, it is expected that both Marquez Valdes-Scantling, who's now on the active roster, and Russell Gage, who's been away from the game for a couple of years, is going to be elevated from the practice squad and be available in these games. What do you expect from those guys? And I know they're vets, but how easy is it to kind of pick up Shanahan's system this quickly?
Not easy. So I don't know. You know, it would probably be the kind of thing where if they do get meaningful snaps, they won't be asked to run a lot of different routes with a lot of different splits, because this offense takes time to really learn and assimilate really the way Kyle likes it done. So I don't know, you know, number one, how many snaps they would play. And number two, I'm sure they would not be asked to do things that require a lot of learning because they just don't have time. As I understand it, Christian McCaffrey is totally healthy, correct?
That's what they're saying, yes.
Yeah, I mean, I would imagine he'll be a major foundation, a major focus of what they try to get done. And, guys, they're playing a really good defense and a really good defensive coordinator in Mike McDonald. So, you know, this is not an easy assignment for them. And this game is on the road. You know, this is a really tough week one matchup. You know, McDonald is really good. They've added pieces. They've got young players who probably are ascending, like a Byron Murphy, the D tackle. I'm really curious how they deploy Emenwari, the safety they drafted from South Carolina, who I took a quick peek at their preseason. They were playing a lot of what I call big nickel, where he was essentially playing like a slot corner at times, but also depending on the offensive formation, closer to the line of scrimmage. Almost the way he initially used Kyle Hamilton when he was in Baltimore. And Emenwari, to me, is kind of a similar style player.
When you look at the matchup then with what Kyle likes to do, and we mentioned it already, with a lot of usage of Juszczyk and the fullback and some two tight end sets as well, how does the Niners' offensive approach match up against the Seattle defense that's going to be hell-bent on stopping the run?
Yeah, I mean, it's a tough matchup, but I think one of the things Kyle has always done really well, and maybe this is a game where you see some of it, because the second-year linebacker, Knight, for Seattle, he's only a second-year player. One thing Kyle has done throughout his career, you know, depending on games, depending on matchups, is players who have a run and a pass responsibility, and linebackers are the obvious ones, he's very good at putting them in conflict. And it wouldn't surprise me if Knight is a player that they go after, just because he became a starter as a rookie last year, midway through the season. He hasn't seen a lot of these kinds of things. So I'd be curious if that's one player he might try to go after with the play-action element, put him in some conflict, make him have to see some things, and then react quickly. But this is a good defense. It's a tough matchup. you know, I think they'll try to, you know, they always use a lot of motion, a lot of pre-snap movement. I think that's foundational to what they do. You know, and one thing about Kyle, he's always been like this, and this is probably in today's football, going back to college now and filtering into the NFL, he's old school in this sense, and his dad was like this, that he tries to see things in the first quarter that then he can use in the third and fourth quarter. In other words, he's not just calling individual plays that he hopes that they work. Obviously, you always hope plays work to a certain extent in whatever your plan is, but he does things to see how a defense reacts early so he can bank them and then come back and play off that as the game progresses.
Greg Cosell, NFL Films, with us here on 95.7 The Game. Greg, can we dig into that a little deeper? Like, I'd love to just know what specifically you think are the real strengths of this Seahawks defense and where maybe they might have kind of an X's and O's edge in this matchup.
Well, I think they're solid, I think, at all three levels. So if you look, I mean, to look at a weakness per se, they probably don't have what you'd call a dynamic edge pass rusher. You know, they have some guys that, you know, Owusu is back. He's solid. Mafi can be solid, but they don't have, I think, the one guy that you feel like, you know, we better make sure we double him or chip him. So they don't have that one guy. I think they're solid inside against the run. You know, Jaron Reed's always been a really solid inside run defender. And Byron Murphy was a first-round pick out of Texas last year who missed some time. But he's a really good prospect, still a prospect at this point. So I don't know if there's a weakness that you say you have to go after a particular guy. You know, and on the back end, Julian Love's a really quality safety who can play on the back end. He can play closer to the line of scrimmage. He was a corner in college, so if he needs to match up, depending on the situation, you could see him doing that. Devin Witherspoon is really good in their nickel because he moves inside in the slot. He's one of the better slot corners in the league. This is just a really, really good defense. And you've got to be aware of Ernest Jones in pure pass situations as a pass rusher. He's always been a very good pass rusher for a linebacker.
And the other side of the ball, I'm kind of fascinated to get your thoughts on Sam Darnold. I know we haven't really seen tape with him in Seattle, and they drafted a fullback in the fifth round. What would you think, having seen a little bit of preseason from Seattle offensively, what are they going to try to be about?
Well, I think one reason they signed Darnold and they let Geno go is because of who they brought in as offensive coordinator. Because what they did is they had a clear vision. They brought in Clint Kubiak as the offensive coordinator, and he is a big believer in putting the quarterback under center and the play-action pass game, what I call the conventional play-action pass game, where the quarterback's under center. Last year, Darnold in Minnesota had the second most under-center play-action dropbacks of any quarterback in the league other than Jared Goff, and he was really good in the conventional play-action pass game. And that's the way they see their offense. They see it as the starting point, as the zone run game, a lot of what we call mid-zone to outside zone, and then the play-action pass game working off that. And Darnold was really good last year. And to me, that's one of the main tactical reasons they brought Darnold in and let Geno Smith go, because Darnold was very, very good at it a year ago.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco and Odyssey Sports Station, in the home of the Golden State Warriors and Valkyries. Always live on the free Odyssey app and coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. And that's where we're talking to Greg Cosell, as we do every single Wednesday from NFL Films. Greg, I know every team this time of year, they've got question marks, holes to fill, and things that we don't know yet. But based on your film study and the things that we do know about the four teams in the NFC West, how close do you kind of see it in terms of the formatics of these four teams? How tight of a division do you see it as right now?
I think it's a really good division, and I think it's going to be, you know, again, as you said, and your point's 100% right, that becomes speculative, so I can only give you my sense. Because you never know what happens. Injuries, teams get off to a bad start and it snowballs. You never know with these kinds of things. But we saw what the Rams did a year ago. Assuming health of Matthew Stafford, they're going to be a quality offense, and they've got a really young defensive line that is a four-man pressure group, is really, really good. They probably have some concerns on the back end that can be exploited in any given week. You know, we've just talked about the Niners in Seattle. Arizona is going to be an interesting team. They've really tried to get better on defense. They've got a defensive head coach. That's where they really focus their draft. You know, Kyler Murray has always been a little bit up and down. You know, you just don't know what you're going to get week to week. And I've spoken to people who feel the same way. The tape is at times phenomenal, and at other times a little head scratchy. You know, you don't know. He can be phenomenal or it can be a struggle. You know, what was interesting a year ago is the tight end McBride really became the go-to guy, not Marvin Harrison Jr. I would assume they'd like to change that a little bit this year, but we'll see. You know, these are questions that we don't know the answers to right now. But this will be, I think, a pretty hard-fought division, barring anything totally unforeseen.
Like injury and whatnot. And I'm just fascinated about the 49ers defense and how that plays in this division. Mykel Williams, the rookie, is going to get the start. He's been listed on their official depth chart as the starter. What did you see on tape from Mykel Williams, and what would you expect him to be able to do here in week one and going beyond?
Yeah, I would say that Mykel Williams is a player that is, you know, really looks the part. I actually got to see him in person in a suit a number of years ago when he was coming out of high school and going to Georgia, because he was the Maxwell Club winner when the Maxwell Club used to be in Atlantic City. And boy, as an 18-year-old, he looked like a 25-year-old. I mean, he's got the body. I never felt watching his tape that at this point in time, don't forget he's a young player, so what I'm about to say doesn't mean this is his whole career, but I always felt that he needed work on kind of the nuances and subtleties of pass rushing. He was always a good run defender. He's really strong. He's athletic. I wouldn't call him bendy and loose, but he's not stiff. But he's not one of those bend the edge guys that can, you know, get really low, you know. But I think there's a lot more to get out of his body as he develops and is taught. And the Niners have a very good D-line coach, as you guys know. So, you know, I think they're, it's still a question as to whether they get a pass rush from the other side of Bosa. It's one reason they brought in Bryce Huff, who kind of had a lost year in Philly, but prior to that with the Jets, always had a really high pass rush rate as far as getting near the quarterback. So we'll see how that goes. And, you know, defensive tackle, you know, we talked about the inability to stop the run at the necessary level a year ago. It's why they drafted Collins and West. We'll see the kind of snaps those guys get. And then, you know, obviously on the outside, which is critical, the corner position, you know, Renardo Green is going to play and start, and he had some good moments a year ago, a player that I really like coming out of Florida State. But, you know, until you do it, until you see a larger sample size, it's not an issue. It's just a question.
Greg Cosell, NFL Films. I'm interested to know what you think about their reworked wide receiver core. Like, what I know he's dealt with a lot of injuries the last few years, but what have you seen on tape from Cooper Kupp the last couple of seasons when healthy?
Yeah, I mean, Cooper Kupp at this point in his career, I mean, he's always been that to a certain extent, but he's a technician. He always understood how to run routes. You know, when they signed him, a lot of people, and I thought this was a silly response, said, boy, what a terrible signing. They've got a slot receiver in Smith Njigba. But the thing is, the way the NFL game has evolved with so much pre-snap movement, whether it's shifts, whether it's motions, with so much formation variation now, reduced splits with receivers, to me, that argument doesn't hold water. You know, you can line up guys in different spots. You can theoretically be an outside receiver and line up 5 yards, you know, just 5 yards from the offensive tackle. So so Kupp's really a technician. He's not a vertical guy. He's a guy that knows how to run routes. He'll work really effectively in the short to intermediate areas. He's probably, you know, going to be a good chain mover type player on third down. It's hard to know how their offense plays out right now. I know they want to run the football. Kenneth Walker is very gifted, but he's been hurt a lot. But I think in an ideal world, they would really like to be pretty balanced and have the run game be the starting foundation.
when you look at these running backs in this division, I know McCaffrey gets all the headlines and, you know, the fantasy plaudits and the rest of it, but yep. Is this group maybe the most underrated among NFL divisions at running back?
You know what? That is a great point, because James Conner is a player I've always liked, and he's a really good back. You know, they run the ball as well, and they want to run the ball. And obviously, Kyler Murray can be a factor in their run game, but Connor's really good. And I got to tell you, I, along with many others, because he was a fifth-round pick, were wrong on Kyren Williams. I never thought he could be this guy. I mean, the guy had 316 carries last year, and he did not play the final game of the season. He is your quintessential grinder and sustainer. This guy gets 5-6 yards. He keeps you on schedule. He keeps your offense on schedule. Keeps you in, you know, ahead of the chains. He's just become a really, really good back. Sean McVay's kind of changed his run game. I don't know if he did it because of Williams or he just thought it had to change the way the NFL is evolving, but he's changed the run game. They're not really an outside zone run team anymore. They run inside, and Kyren Williams is a tough, competitive, physical runner.
Greg, I want to ask you about this. Richard Sherman made some comments yesterday about Kyle Shanahan really going into depth in terms of what, and this is as through a player's perspective.
Kind well, he would know better, too, because he was there.
Yeah, absolutely. But, like, what sets Kyle apart? I'd love to know your thought on that from an X's and O's standpoint, and if you could share that with the audience. What sets Kyle Shanahan?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Shanahan apart?
That's a great question. And it's, you know, look, I think offensively, Kyle has, you know, a great feel for how to attack defenses. And I think, you know, one of the main things that he's always believed in and is the fact that he can put together plays and an offensive plan in which he can break down defensive structures, because ultimately that's what you're trying to do. It's always easy to say players make plays, you know, believe in players, but the job of a coach is to put together a scheme and tactics that attack and break down what you're expecting from the defense based on film study. And I think that there is very few who are as good as he is as far as attacking and breaking down defensive structures, putting defensive players, linebackers, and secondary players in conflict. And he's really, really good at that. The goal is, in the pass game in particular, to get the ball to your primary read. I would say he does that as well as almost anybody in the league.
Greg, we're in such a good mood because it's week one.
Oh, yeah.
Like, let's just be – I'm going to be playful with you on the way out the door.
Careful.
Ask your – ask your favorite question. Seahawks-Niners, who wins, Greg?
Oh, come on. You're really going to ask me that question?
No, not really.
I don't pick games. You know, I can't do that. Now,
I know.
You know me that I could give you five variables on each side, so I can't pick
games. No, not at all.
Who knows about turnovers and things of that nature? Those things are impossible.
What if I asked you this, though? Like, is there a game on the slate this weekend that you're, like, kind of looking forward to or most intrigued by?
Intrigued.
Yeah.
I'm going to grab my schedule right here.
Okay.
Guys,
let's grab a schedule.
Every game right off the top.
Boy.
I mean, the Lions are playing the Packers. You got the Ravens and the Bills. You got the Chiefs and the Chargers.
Look, those are the obvious games, guys. Those are the obvious ones. Everybody would be intrigued by those games. So those are the obvious ones. I tell you, a player I'm really anxious to see because. You know, I over the last month, all I've been doing is rewatching NFL tape from a year ago. I've got 65 pages of notes that I've taken over the last month just watching. I'm really anxious to see Drake May. You know, obviously, Josh McDaniels is back there as the OC. So he's a guy I'm really interested in seeing. Got to admit, I'm very anxious to see Cam Ward. Really difficult opening game. He's in Denver. Denver led the NFL in sacks a year ago. They've got probably an overlooked defense because, as always, the attention's on the quarterback and Bo Nix. But their defense is really, really good. But I like Cam Ward a lot from everything I've seen. And, of course, how could you not be intrigued by the Monday nighter where you have J.J. McCarthy and Caleb Williams? Everybody's intrigued by Williams. I'm probably just as intrigued by J.J. McCarthy. Because, you know, Kevin O'Connell is so good at what he does.
Greg, those are great answers, man. And tons of fun as always today. Thank you, and we'll talk to you next week at your time slot.
Yeah.
All right, thanks, guys. I always love it. Appreciate it.
Right on, Greg.
There he goes. Greg Cosell, yep. NFL Films. He's the best.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.